Why I'm suddenly a fan of bacteria. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The only thing more shocking than the size of the BP oil spill has been how quickly it's managed to disappear. The latest miraculous development is a previously unknown bacteria which thrives in deep water and is cheerfully consuming BP's lost inventory.
They grow at very low temperatures, and they're able to degrade the oil quite nicely.
Terry Hazen, one of the researchers who discovered these bacteria. So how about that? The planet still has some tricks up its sleeve. Scientists have been desperately trying to build man-made oil-eating bacteria, right? And suddenly, without any help from us, these natural oil eaters simply built themselves. The water pressure is overbearing. The temperature is 41 degrees, and yet these perfectly adapted bacteria appear right on cue. So, if the Earth can heal an oil spill of this size once the source of the pollution is cut off, why couldn't it heal other potential catastrophes? I'm thinking, of course, about climate change. Lately, we've had the gloom and doomers saying it's too late. We blew the chance to cut off the carbon dioxide. The Arctic ice is already melting. Pretty soon, the ocean waves will be lapping at the Oklahoma border. But who's to say that Mother Earth, given half a chance, couldn't come up with some airborne bacteria which eats greenhouse gases and turns them into dental floss or some other benign result? And maybe, if we leave the recession alone, spontaneous economic bacteria could create 4 million family wage manufacturing jobs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.